Shmane horeth yom hashavecha. Rashi says, "Zu italya shel yom." Italy. Why is Rashi saying italya shel yom? Without this insight, Rashi brings it common more. By Shlomo Mel's tefillah, it says that the Beis Hamikdash will have many, many milas, and people who are in tzoras will be mispalo all over the world, but goyim will go be mispalo. And from the Loshness Mashma, that whatever they'll be mispalo for, they'll get the bracha given to them right away. So Rashi is very much ma'arich there, and he explains that a yid is not koyre tagur. He knows he deserves the bracha, he gets it. If he doesn't deserve, it's taken away. So if it's a bracha, it's not given to him constantly. The yid knows now he was zoicha because he acted correctly and he did the mitzvah and so on. And if he was nisrashu, so he loses it. It's totally in schusim. It's not something that's given permanently. Chazal Darshan by the Bis Ben Absor that when Avraham Avinu was told that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael, so he said Bamo Eda Ki Iroshena. Okay, so it's Mashma Bamo Eda Ki Iroshena that he wants proof. He doesn't accept it. It was Shaykh proof from the Rabbanish. But Ramban explains that the Mo'eda Ki Roshena means that Avraham understood correctly that Eretz Yisrael is given, the Netzina, the Matana of Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael is totally in Schusim, right? Schuyais. Which means to say that there's no such thing as a permanent Netzina of Eretz Yisrael. And Ho'oretz Asheret HaRoyal Ho'et Nena. It's not a permanent Netzina. They could lose it. If they're not Roy Lekach, then they'll lose it. So Avraham Avinu asked Bamo Edak Iroshena. So the Gemara in Megillah says the Feirish, what was his Kavona? His Kavona was that how could he guarantee that he'll be Zoyche to Eretz Yisrael? So Hashem Yisbor said, Kach Lecho Egil Mishaleshes, right? Eid Mishaleshes, and so on. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? B'schus HaKarbonis, he'll keep Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu asked, that's all good when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, but when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, so when is there B'schus HaKarbonis? So he said, I promise you that when, if this man that the Yidden are, say over the parshas of Karbonis, they'll get there to throw them back there. The Karbonis Aviroi made a tremendous takona based on that Gemara. What's the takona? The takona is that every yontif and the shoydish, we say maftir, we have a maftir from parshas Pinchas. So that we should say the parshas Karbonis, it says, Vayomer El Shem Lekim Bamo Eda Ki Roshena Omer Avram Lufne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribayin Shalom Shem Lechassisol Chassvisholem Yisrael Choytem Lufanecha V'yata Oysa Lohem Kedor HaMabel Kedor HaFloga Omer Loi Lav Omer Lufan Ribayin Shalom Bamo Eda Omer Loi Kecholi Egon Shadeshes, which means B'schus HaKarbonis Omer Lufan Ribayin Shalom Tainach B'zman Shabbeis HaMirish Kayem B'zman Shabbeis HaMirish Kayem Matei Aleihem Amaloi kvarti kanti lohem say the karbonis. Because man shekurin bohem, mala ni aleim ki ilu makriven lufanai korban amoichel ani al kolavin asechem. And that's why the Rabban Savioi were misakin, that all important takona, the lame, the maftir, with the karbonis. Right? The Parashas Pinchas, every time there's a yontif, you know, Pesach, we can have it. Right? The kriya of the maftir. So, Eretz Yisrael is given to Yidden again and again and again. There's not one permanent Nesina, right? Because V'yiten is V'yiten V'yachzav Yidden. Every time there's a Nesina, it's for today. If you zoich it tomorrow, you get it again. Every zchus in Eretz Yisrael is a separate nesina. V'yitan l'chos, v'yitan, v'yachz v'yitan. You understand? Mashen ken by Esav, it's, he said, hinei mishmana yoret yil moshav echo. Zu italia shal yovon. That's it. Shomtei kvirosoi, shomtei, you know. It's a one single permanent thing. And that's the end of it. But there's no hashgocha tmidis that gives again and again a new nesina. By Yidden, there's a constant, there's a new nesina. That's why by Yaakov, by Esav it says, right? It's for Etan Lezav, it's Haseir, L'resh is Oisek. That's it. Yerushit. A nachl is ain't loy hefsik to get Loshna of Chazal. Right? Nachl is ain't loy hefsik. L'resh is Oisek. Mashen kev Yaakov Avinu Yor Yivarchu Bon of Yod Mitzrayim. It's the same. That's the first Golus. So the Golus of Mitzrayim, they didn't get it yet. They have to be Zorcha. They have to be Matan Torah. Right? And they have to be Zorcha L'kach that they should be Mispal V'Yitzaku V'nei Yisrael Hashem V'Yishma Hashem is HaKosam. And so there has to be a lot of things that make it joy that Yidden should be to have Eretz Yisrael. So for Etan Li Yitzchak is Yaakov is Esav. For Etan Li Yitzchak is Hashem Resh is Oisei. That's why Esav there's a permanent Nesina. Now look at the Yerusha Etan finished. Okay, Hashem Ken, when it comes to Yaakov, it's a continuous process. It's the Yitain, the Yachz, the Yitain. There's no one Nesina. For Etain, right? Yeah. For Etain is finished. It's all over with. I gave. Loshen over. Yitain is many Nesinas. Yeah. Again and again and again. That's what I had said I'll speak about. Okay? I spoke this morning. Now let me say it very briefly because I don't want to, you know, go through everything. Right. The first thing I told you on Baruch Shemer Haftachos L'Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishev Hatzaketz, and so on. So it says, K'mo Shenemer Le'Avraham Avinu, Yado Yateida Ki Ger Yizr Acha Beretz Lo Lohem, V'Avodem V'Inu Ois Amar V'Meh Shona, V'Achi V'Gam Zagor She Yavoid, Dona Nechi, etc. Then you cover the masses, and then you lift up the kois, and you say, you know, with happiness and with hakoras atoyv, with a nigin, with a v'hi sha'om do lav yisayin of alon. What is he sha'om do lav yisayin of alon? So, it's this haftoche, the Baruch Shem haftochos l'Yisrael is what stood by all the time throughout all the goals, and we remembered we have Toch and that encouraged us and so on. But it's much, much deeper than that, our boy said. There's a big Yisoid over here, Yisoid Niflo V'Yoyah. There are many Tkufas in the history of Klal Yisrael when it seems as if the Rabbeinu Shlom is Malam Ayin. It's a time of Hester Pun. Because everything bad happens to you. The truth is that the times of Hester Ponim for a Bardas are the biggest times of Hashgacha. Because we see from what transpires that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is carrying out what he said he'll do. There's a Toichoch in the Torah. If you understand, there are two Toichochos. And there's all kinds of nevuah in Royce, in Hazinu, even in Vayelech there's Parsha, other places. So all those things for a Bardas are all kiyumim of what Hashem Yisborach said. So if there's a person who's Fatzart, let's say, and he loses his perspective and during the Holocaust, right? So what does he say? Kfir. How could it be possible, Rebbe Shlom, couldn't have done this. I don't want to repeat all these crazy things that people say. But the Bardas sees in the Holocaust, he sees the Kiyum of the Torah. He sees what the Torah said. There's all kinds of nevuahs. What it says over here is so yesoidistic that you have no idea. That part of the Havtocha is that there'll be an Oinshin. Then there'll be a Gul. So when the Oinshin happen, we look at it and we say, Oy vey, the Oinshin forgot about it. No. When the Oinshin happen, we say that part of the Torah is being miskayev now. So that's Baruch Shem HaTachosa. And that's the He Shon the Lord Yisayinu V'lonu, because whatever happens, B'chol Dor V'Dor, I'm the Mol V'l'chal Yisayinu. So when it happens, we say, oh, this isn't a Hester Pon, it's not a Chas V'Shon, the Ebrister forgot about us. This is the Kiyum of Avodah V'Yayinu V'Yisayinu, K'seder, B'chol Dor V'Dor, not once, B'chosh Baruch HaMatzilein HaMiyodah. So that kiyum allows us to see in the Ra the kiyum of the Avtocha and Oimdem Sha'omdalav Yisayinu V'lonu. It's the Gemara at the end of Makkos where Rabbi Kiva saw the Shu'olam coming out of the Beis Kodesh HaGadoshim, the other Tanoim began to cry, and Rabbi Kiva began to smile and laugh. Why? Because he saw Ad Shalom Niskayma to Nevuos HaShel. Were you? So he didn't feel, he didn't see, he didn't, wasn't margish, the kiyam nevuasa shal zacharya. Or Uriah said, kiyam salate choresh, right? Ad shaloy niskayma nevuasa shal Uriah. I thought that it was yiskayam nevuasa shal zacharya, but now I see in front of my eyes the kiyam of nevuasa shal Uriah. So what I see over there is oid yeshvus kainam as a kainas b'chus as yishalayim. That's what I see when I see the Shu'olam Hilchu Bo. I see the Simcha, I see the Geula. In front of my eyes, right there, as I'm looking at the Shu'olam. Yeah. I see the Nevuos HaShel Zachari. Right? I discussed Barichas, the whole Parsha, Tehillim, but I'm not going to go over that. If anybody wants, they could get some kind of tape. Anyhow, let's go to the next thing. I also mentioned that it's a drash, Rami Yoivadovi. Right? And that is the drash of the way Chazal learned is Lufi the Trop. That's the only way to learn. Arami, there's somebody who's known as Arami Oivadovi. Not Arami Oivad is Ovi, because that would be, it would be a Mapach Pashta. Arami Oivad Ovi. But Arami, Oivedovi. Okay, but now, Lovan was Bikesh Laka Zakol. Fine. Sapar Legozo El Schorim Velovan Bikesh. So we understand the relationship between Lovan and Parah was worse. Lovan was worse because it was Bikesh Laka Zakol. But there's a Dovan Niflo here. Because what does Lovan have to do with Parah? What in the world does Lovan have to do with Parah? Why should Lovan was worse? Yeah, that might. So why don't we go to the Chveslas, to the Mabul, and say the Mabul was still worse, you know, to destroy the whole world? What are we comparing different bad experiences for what purpose? We're interested in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where does Lovan come into the picture? So I timed it as something over here, which this is a Chiddush. You understand? 99% of what I say, hold the pasuk chat, and there's no other way to learn. But, and I say, I, the others for this forum say this and that. Okay, that's chidushim. But this time, what I'm saying is a chidush, and the pasuk chat is more and more to the heart of it. I want to say it like this: Arami Avidovi, Vayeret Mitzrayma, Onos Al Pi Hadibu. That's how Chazal starts with the drosha, right? with Doirish, that's what it says, that's the Gemara, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. With Doirish, Meharami Yevidav. So what's that with Doirish? We find the Chiddush in Harami Yevidav, we look deeper and see things which are not apparent at the first glance. What did we say? Onas Apiyah Dibur. What is that? What's the Hemshech? So I tie it like this, that Lovan said, "Habonim bonai v'habonim benoisai, v'noisai mo'esa lo'el hayoyim." What is he saying? It's all mine. That's Bikesh Lachis HaKor. He wanted them all to become Lovan people. Lovan is a gigangin in hearts that the Yidin was a Bikim. Because he was a Rami, Lovan a Rami. What's Bikesh Rami Yovidovi? He wanted that the whole thing, he was nicha that there should be children with grandchildren, his children, his grandchildren. But he wanted to kill them. He wanted to make millions of them. He was very happy. But he didn't want them to grow up to be tzaddikim. He wanted to be like him. Everybody wants his progeny to be like himself. That's why he went, he said, Teshev Hanari Itona Yoram Ayosah. Rivka at this point was a tzaddikist. She was 3 years old. All she saw was the show that love would put on. She didn't see the Neva and the Hamas. So what she saw, what the chinuch she got from Lovan was superior to anything. Why? Because he was like the spider who traps the fly. In her state, the spider is very hospitable, the most hospitable creature, the spider. Please come into my palace, says the spider to the fly. So the little tiny baby spider is learning from the old Kiribin the spider how to be hospitable. He sees that his tata, the big spider, is constantly inviting people. He sees Achnosas Orchim, right? He goes, he doesn't see what's the, you know, that he's a murderer when he's Machnas. He gets him in there and then he eats him up. So Rivka saw all the good things that Lovan was doing. So Lovan is, you know, so when the guy in 11, he said, what am I going to let her out, daughter, that she should grow up with sitkas? She'll be, take all these midas toivas she learned, and she'll go into the house of Yitzchak, and they'll build a home based on midas toivas. I want to see a home based like my own. States, it's mine akin. So he said, Teshra nari itona yom ayosar, let her hang around here. So Eliezer Avraham said, one day she can't stay here. You know why? By Saper of David, right? As Kol Asher also, what did he tell him? Rashi brings about the Kvitzas HaDerech. What does it mean, Kvitzas HaDerech? Kvitzas HaDerech means that the Eibishter was worried that it shouldn't take more than a few a day. Why? Because another day by Lovan, she would already start having a bad chinuch by Lovan. She was holding at the point where today was it, right? So that's why she ran in the Vatorot, Anara, Vatorot, everything is Vayorot. Vayorot, Eved, Lukyosa. Because it had to be right then and there, because if the Eberster was so impatient to have a Kvitzas HaDerech, that means that another day by Lovan. So Rivka, when Lovan was Bikesh, Lakris HaKoil, he didn't want to kill him. Bikesh Lakris HaKoil meant that they should all be Ramoyim with Mishrosim like him. Yeah. They're sweet. Mamish is sweet, sweet like the trap that you lay for a fly in the spider web. So Lovan was Bikish Lakris, Akol Habonim Bonai. Habonis Benoisai. So Noisai Moeser Lelo Hayoim. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? What did he do? Nichir Sobris Adiva Otto. And what was the bris? The bris was they put up a big matzeva on the mountain over there, and they said over there that Lovan, till here, you're not going another footstep. That's all. You come down from Aram Narayim, and you stop. And when we go up north to Aram Narayim, we stop here. No, it says. V'oni lo yever alayach esagal etzel l'roth. Rashi says l'roth av l'schori you could go, but that once you make such a border, right? And they have that big fence they made between Gaza and Egypt. So they're supposed to open it up and let them shop and everything. They kept it closed all the time. They can't buy anything because you can't have something that's open and closed. But once it's closed, finished. And I say that's why when Yaakov Avinu sent the Shvatim down to Mitzrayim to get food, he could have sent them up north to Aram to get food. Because the real Rehov was only in Eretz Mitzrayim. In Eretz Canaan. Right? That's what it says. That the Yosef was Yosef called Kesef Meretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan. Okay? That's where it came from. So in Aram there was plenty of food. But Yaakov Avinu couldn't go north to Aram. Why? Because of the promise of the Dibur that he gave to Lavan. Why did he give the Dibur to Lavan? To prevent Lavan from doing what? From laying claim to the children, to the Chinuch, to the Kedusha, to the purity of Yaakov. Yeah. So Lavan was bigish like a Sakoil. And because of that, what happened? There was a dibur that prevented him from going north. And Mele had no choice but Vayeret Mitzrayim. So it says, Vayeret Mitzrayim, Onos al pi dibur. Which dibur? The dibur that he gave to Lavan, not to go north. Yet, Le'ever, as Hagala said. And because of that, he was prevented. He couldn't go north, he had to stay in Mitzrayim. He had to go down to Mitzrayim. Right, by Yelakit Yosef, it's called a Kesef, but him to the Yashim Sharem, it's Kanan. That's the Posik, the tip of my tongue, before. So he took the Kesef, it's called a Kesef, and him to the Yashim Sharem, it's Kanan. Right? So Al Korach in Aram, there was food. But he couldn't go north to Aram because of the word that he gave to Lavan that he won't go north.
Why couldn't people argue by himself and not invite there while they were Yosef?
Well, for most of Canaan, it's closer. But look, how do you know that many of them, thousands of them, could be, did go to Aram? Who said they didn't? Still the money kept disappearing because, after all, even if you go to Aram, what do you think the prices were that much cheap? And it could be that's why they went to Mitzrayim, because the prices were cheap. You understand? Anyhow, the Mises Yaakov Avinu couldn't go there because he was on a Salpi Hadibur. But where did the Dibur come from? The Dibur came from Arami Yovidovi, who was Bikish Lakris HaKoil. Okay? And once he was Bikish Lakris HaKoil, Habonim Bonim, Habonim Noisai, Ba'ato Nichris Salbri
Sadibur. The Pari wasn't only the Zacharim, doesn't really fit in.
Ah, you mean, why is it? That's for a different reason. That's just to show how bad Lavan was, why it necessitated a total archoka from Lavan, called Bishlom Paroi. There was less, you know, destruction, less hashchosa coming from Paroi, a little bit less. First, if you kill all this chor, that's bad enough. But by Lavan, it was Habonim Bonai Vabonis Benoisai. The same like by Eliezer, Yaakov Avinu couldn't allow a mashahu to love. I mean, I mentioned many times, if you read through the parshas of Chayesoro and Vayetze and Vayishlach, it's on Vayetze, you see a murder kizach. It sometimes hits you very hard. You see, Yaakov Avinu is like rough. He answers him with complaints, with crying, with this, and Lavan is suave, smooth. He's mamish the epitome of the supreme politician. He would have gotten a job in the State Department here because that is suffix. Take anything and smooth it over, polished, honey tipped. Every phrase, every word is so. You know, it's, because the people who sell you the Brooklyn Bridge are very, very skilled talkers. They really got, they probably, you know, studied in a school that was organized by Lover. Anyhow, let's keep moving because I just want, this is Melame, Yoga Melame, Shalyorda, Yoga Vinlish, Takei Mitzrayim, Loger Shom. So it says, Loger Boris Bona. So yes, the Kasha, it says, Vato Yeshvu, now there, here it's Goshen. What's that, Yeshvu? So Yeshvu means, there's Yeshiva there, it's to stay. Yeshvu is the opposite of Loger. Right? They don't use Lishtakeya. Lishtakeya is a Gemara word. It's either Im Lovan Gartu or Im Lovan Yashavti, I mean. So when they wanted to come down to Mitzrayim, they said Loger Boris Bonim. But they asked that they should settle out of Yeshvu over there with Goshen. So I just remarked over here something that wouldn't be a bad for you to realize all the time. The Vikuchim of the Chachma Yisroel with the Goyim throughout the Doyers discussed this. When Yidden come into a country, Rabbi say, no matter what, they begin immediately, before you could say boo, they begin building and they begin improving. Understand? I don't know if any of you remember Boropak 60 years ago. Okay? I'll tell you, it was a rural, half-built, they had tuck a few shuls, buildings, there were apartment houses, but there was no pavement. You know, that it was all grass, and there was one, a few inches wide, pieces of slate you had to hop from one to the other. And the houses were small. You still see some of those small houses, but the huge palaces and mansions that were on the, you can keep building. For Raya, they said, we need grazing land, which is the only grazing land in Israel. Was there, it's Goshen. Why can't Mirla Tanar Shalvadecha? At the end, they had huge Yiddish real estate in Mitzrayim. V'sholo isha v'shchenta u'migoras besa. Right? Who is this Goras Besa? Goras Besa, the Mitzri who rented an apartment by a Yid. Huh? And they built up. And once they built up Goshen, so Mitzrim came out there. V'shteitzo, the Mitzrim came out first to iron the shirts, and then they came, right? For all kinds of homeless, and you know, you had to have a Shabbos guy too. What they said, Loger Boris Bonu, we came here for temporary, but Yeshu Navadech. And if you the minute you didn't put that feet down, immediately begins a building an ambitious program of improvement. And there's businesses that are built and okay, sure. Let's go around quickly.
Is that a problem?
It's not a problem, but sometimes it leads to major problems. I'll show you Sefer Vikuchim, which I have, you know, from Eisenstein. In the Vikuchim, there's King Alfonso of Portugal. You look around, a short piece, he tells the Chochem. He says to him, I want to tell you what's wrong with the Yidden, and don't bother arguing with me. He says, the Yidden, when they come to a country, before you know it, they build houses that are fancier and bigger than the king and the nobleman. Mm-hmm. And he says, the Goyim are lazy, good for nothing, and they always say they don't care, they remain in the same churva for years and years. So he says, the Yidden build wife for their wives, fur coats and fancy stylish clothing, which is the richest guy doesn't buy. Yeah? And today maybe the richest guy also buys it, but right? Todd told me last year a good line. There are two boys. One of them is a Jew and one of them is not. Is an Italian. Which one is the Jew? The answer, the one wearing the Italian suit. He's the Jew. No. The King Alfonso said, the coaches, right, the cars they drive, take a look at the cars they didn't drive. I know, the only ones who have such cars are the taxi drivers, the limousine drivers. They buy fancy cars and fancy everything. And he says what happens is the goyim end up having more the kikina for the yidden. And finally, one day they decide and they say, where did the yidden get all this money? They stole it from us. That's where they get all this money. Yeah. So you got to be very careful. But that's what it is. When yidden come and they build up the country and they build up mansions and they build those, they take a look at the there's maybe 200 multiple million dollar buildings in Borough Park. In Flatbush, I think there are more. Anyhow, so on Yidden, you know, like we say, that Yidden should have a good day, but to be ostentatious, to show off their wealth and display it, Nishkein. Okay, let's go quickly. I said, "I'm same yot." Of course, is to show HaKoros HaToiv. Well, the Yibbe of Klal Yisrael is very important. We stress HaKoros HaToiv. Now, Vayisham Lagoy, they were Mitzionim, which means they stood out, and they never became assimilated. They never blended in. You could always tell who's a Yid, right? Like Chazal say, they were Lashinu Shmam or Bushim Lashinim. But they were mitzvah and they always stood out. God will awesome come on Shanem and Israel poor of a Yishuv to a Yerim Yasum had Miatum on the earth side. And the Yerim come on Shanem. So I pointed out that when you see the Pasuk, Rabbi say, the taich of this Pasuk is not the way you understand when you learn Chumash. Or I'm sure that even the Kosher Pirushim, Art Scroll and the Chveswas and Sansinu, whoever it is, they don't touch it this way, but I'll tell you how the Balagoda touches it. Vayhi sham legoi God el otzem v'roi. They became a distinct goi, meaning they never blended in with the mitzvah. God el otzem, they increased powerfully. That's where the word God el otzem. Olam eshoi k'voshenem evnei Yisrael poro v'yishutzu. God el otzem. They increased powerfully. Their increase was with Hoshit power, multiplied five times each generation, to the point where there were millions of Yidden. Understand? And it's but Varoiv, what does Varoiv mean? The Balagoda brings Varoiv means they were wild, undeveloped. Huh?
Where does he see that in Varoiv? The word Varoiv has a meaning to it that means
yeah, that's what it says.
I understand that he brings a positive from it. Where did he get it from Varoiv?
Because Vivovok, it's Amachasod, Varoiv means like untamed growth.
So in general, when we see the word Varoiv, we could assume, unless otherwise modified, that it means untamed.
Yeah, untamed growth. It says, Vatirbi, Vatigdili, Vatavoya, Vatiyadoyim, Shadayim, Nachoinu, Sorach, Simeach, have all the potential in the world. But they are the area, and you just so wherever Eliyahu Erechim says the Mayach, I'm not the Mayach. So I said over here, a halfway fulfilled the Kavod. I said like this. I hold this is so Yisoidistic. Why didn't the Yidden develop their potential? Wherever Yidden are, they develop their potential. They become the doctors and lawyers, the top chess players, the top thinkers and philosophers. Or they become involved in government, or they become involved in accumulating wealth. Even sports figures, some of them. Why is it that the Yidden are always striving to be the best and they develop their potential? And here in Mitzrayim, there was such a avodim that they couldn't develop their potential. But what is... Why did it happen? It's the only time in history that we see that Yidden had all their koiches. Everything was there. Shadayim nechoyin esorach simeach. Adi adoyim. You know what adi adoyim is? The most expensive jewelry. Adi is jewelry. Adi adoyim means not stam, but a jewelry, choo, that's all the way on top. You know which word is like adi in shas? It's a chumish, I said, but yes, it's shas.
Hidis,
right. Hidis, the best. That's the pshat adi adoyim, right? So vatavoy badi adoyim. You had all the jewelry, you had all the everything, all the potential, all the yishakelim, right? There goes the musician, and there goes the philosopher, and there goes the right. The chochem, they could have outplayed the chasdarpanim and the pachos in Mitzrayim, and the chartumim. I mean, in Shushan Abir, and the chartumim and by Par. Right, you. That's all in the way, all the answers to everything. Okay? So, what? Why weren't they developed? You know why Rabbi said? Because the Yidden were being prepared to become Yidden from Avin Torah. Yeah. And if their brains and their koiches and their talents would have been miyuchad for all the things that are not Torahdik, so there would be no room to train them and to make them into a Torah. They should, yeah. But the Yidden, their potential was deliberately held back from development by their Ribbono Shel'olam, who made sure that their avodim, there was a murder tayelus in the avdus, because the avdus withheld them from the ability to develop it. And you see in the Chazal and Eved that Shalom HaTorah, so it's a Tzichub made him into a Ben Choyrin, because he's not allowed to teach Eved Torah. So Eved has to be there with a brain, and his brain, he can't use his brain. Yeah. Why? Because his brain has to be used for to become the farmer and his assistant or the janitor, whatever it is. He has to do Avdus work. So he has to be Meshavad his Seichel for Avdus work. Yeah. So even, why do they have to have that? The withholding of the development of the seichel, of the potential, of the talent, of all the koiches ha-nefesh that you didn't have, right? Since they could have been the biggest musicians and composers, why was it all held back? The Teretz is, so it should all be miyuchet for Teretz. So that their koiches ha-nefesh, okay? Now it's already late, but I'll spend another minute, because I just finished the way we were, but it's the kitzur. Okay? Now, Vayorei was son of Mitzvim Vayanunu. That's no lena Vedic Kosher. Alright. Very brief. This is the shortest pasuk that we darshan. Good? Vayorei was son of Mitzvim, Kimashanema, Hovnes Chakmadloi. Can you ever extend the common next one? Vayanunu, Kimashanema, Yisimlo, sorry, Mitzvim, Mana, Noisibus, and Loisa. That's all three. That's all finished. We're not touching the Nitzak. We're just leaving the three drashas of Vayrei, Vayanunu, and Vayitnah for the Kosher. Short and sweet to the point. Rabbi said, over here you see a Yisoid Niflo. Okay? And before, what I told you is less than this. Why did the Mitzvah make the Yidden build Pisim and Ramses? Why? They needed Pisim and Ramses? No, it was totally unnecessary. It was done to be harmful, hurtful, destructive to the Yidden. That's Vayoreyu Oysona HaMitzvah. What's Vayoreyu? Chovon is Chachmaloi. Right? So it was to keep Yidden subdued, that they shouldn't grow and be free, and you know, afterwards when they'll be independent, they'll develop a power of a Nucham Bonaviola. Ah, but that's not enough. That's just to keep them subdued. Yeah? But what they did was much worse than that. They did it with the intention of causing the Yidden as much pain and as much anguish as possible. Vayanunu, v'yisimu ol sorei misim. Why? V'man anoisoi v'sivloisom. Not so that they should have big buildings, or they should have something that they even contributed to. No, they couldn't care less. They wanted it l'man anoisoi, so that Yidden should cry and krechts and walk around in constant pain and not be able to breathe. And they should have koitzer ruach navoidet kosher. Yeah? What's Beforech? Beforech is Avoida Hameshaberes umeforeches as a guf. That's what Rashi says. It's given for the purpose of breaking them, breaking the spirit, filling them with pain, containing them. Why? Rabbi said. And the reason is because they were afraid. When they saw the Yidden, why were they afraid? They are simply afraid because within a short time the Yidden would outclass the Mitzvah. Right? I once went, I had an infection in my hand. It wasn't a lot of pain. So I took a little antibiotics, whatever it is, but I went to a doctor. I was in Kepter with us. So going back many years. This summer they gave me something for being in Kepler Buddha 40 years. So Karach, it must be, it could be 3-4 years before that. So I went to New Paltz to a doctor, and he started asking me about this strange camp with the Jews, what they do, what they study. He was very interested in what they study. They asked me, there's such a strenuous program of study in the camp, in the state, when they should be having a good time. He says, but they can carry this the whole year. Maybe it's just a special, like summer school, right? But all year long, it's much easier and lighter. So what's the program of all year? So I tell them, they go to England, they learn the Hebrew and the English, they're finished at 6:30. So he says, oh, 6:30, okay, so you have the night off. So I said, no, 7:30, they're back in school. And they're there till 10 o'clock, and even after that. So he said, if you wouldn't be telling this to me about the Jews, I wouldn't believe a word you're telling me. He says, but when I was in college, so he says, we hated the Jews with unbelievable hatred. He says, why? The first time in my life we met Jews, yeah. The first time. And he says, at 3 o'clock, bunk, we all ran to play football, to have a grand time. And the Jews would stay and study and study and study for hours and hours. And they got all the awards, they got all the good marks, they were all the A students and the Phi Beta Kappa and everybody, and we hated them. They, you understand, they outclassed them. Naturally, that's why they made quotas. The first thing they did in Russia and Germany, they made quotas because the Yidden were taking over the intellect of the country. So, what's the reaction of the guy when he sees this? Chovo neschak maloi pen yirbe. We got to somehow use the Jewish mind, get the muscles, work with it, get their brains to figure out a better way to sweep the floor. Another kind of broom that's an improvement over the past one. And those such kind of things we'll use from them. Yeah. But what we have to do is crack their brain, right? Destroy their ego. Keep them constantly worn out and fatigued, so that they shouldn't be able to utilize their minds for anything else but for serving us. And the male, they'll be unaware of all the potential they have. In due time, over in generations, they'll see and think of themselves as avodim. And that's what it is. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them all the Russia, what did he tell him? What did he tell the people? The first time he let out the secret that they planned to real gula. What does it say? They had shrunken spirits. Well, what was the whole idea? That they couldn't hear anything involving. It's crazy. It's like coming to people and telling them that you could all become like birds, right? I'll give you such a machine, it'll have wings, and you'll be able to build a nest on top of the mountain. So you listen to Bobomysis and And that's it. You find him a rehab place, this guy. He's in need of treatment. How could you introduce ideas that are far beyond the ability of people to comprehend? Understand? They can't associate the truth. But it says in Pasuk, give me a siddur, no, a plain old fashioned siddur. We have one this morning, remember? Yeah. In the Gemara Shir Shal Yoyim, so you'll hear it. When you say the Shir Shal Yoyim, remember, Neshteit Hazei. Lamnatzeach Halakitis La'osof, and we dash in a whole thing about Yosef and about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Eidus bi Yosef Samoy, Betzei Soy Aleres Mitzrayim. And from here, Chazal dashen that the following psukim talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim Mamash yet, but listen to the point. Sfas Loyadati Eshma. It was a language that I didn't understand that I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? What's the language? This is the language. Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. I removed from his shoulders the heavy load that he was carrying. Kapov, his hands, Midud Tavorna, were removed from the pot, right? Because all the slave does is scraping the pots, doing menial work. Batsora Korosa Vachalseka, Ein Shem Besecheram, right? That describes Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a okay. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that Yidden couldn't associate with the lofty ideas of Cheres. Svas loyadati eshmo. I heard a language that I had no association with. What's the language? Hasiroisi mitzevel shichmoy. A language of life without avdus. To the person who's rogel, he's an avid. Ah, you mean in the countries where they have slaves, in Zululand or wherever that is, right? What's the name of that country? Zimbabwe or Burundi or those primitive? Oh no. What about the person who gets up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and he doesn't go to the Daf Yomi Shir? He runs off to work and he struggles with subway crowds and he comes to his office and he works till 4 or 5 o'clock, then he goes on rush hour. And he barely has enough time to walk his dog around the block. Huh? And he falls asleep in the middle of the, what's the name of the television program, basically. And so he has no life. The person is an avid. An avid mamish. And if he has a Sunday where he could go out and shake his achon, he's vital an avid. He's an avid to his habits. And the kilkulim that he's tzugavad. The people go through life being avodim. And when you describe to them what they could do with their minds and with their bodies, what they could do if they weren't meshubit to all the avdas that they're tied down to, so they wouldn't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? You mean I should walk out like a Bowery bum and not work for a living? I mean, What are you telling me about? He has no shaykhis to a life of chayrus. Ain ben chayrul mishayfi wa tayrus. Otherwise, there's no svas loyadati eshma. Yeah, that's what Yidden Taina Moshe Rabbeinu revealed then. Right? Beautiful. That's Yidden are sitting listening. Huh? It's like that darshan. You remember I told you about the story that he told? There was a hunter who just came back from the mountains. He had been hunting for eagles and for vaisvas. And he came back from the mountains refreshed and filled. And he walked past a farm, a little tiny farm, and the old farmer had the three pair of glasses on. He was very, very nearsighted. And he goes near the chicken coop, and he sees playing around a bunch of chickens pecking away and eating and from here and from there. And he sees among them something that was very strange. He calls over the farmer and tells the farmer, he says, what is this bird doing among the chickens? So the man says, the farmer says, it's just a larger chicken. And he says, there was a larger egg that was sitting among the eggs, and he had it warmed up, and then the egg hatched. It took a lot longer to hatch than the regular chicken egg. And now comes this large chicken over there. So he keeps giving it more food. He says he doesn't know what to do with it. He eats so much. So Shaitan finished. He went back to his chores, doing this, doing that. And when he got out of the way, so the hunter looked at the whole group over there, and he said to them, "Oi," he says, "you poor bird." He says, "because of what you got used to, because of this farmer's training you, you think that you're just another chicken, and you're there your whole life, you're doomed to peck away in the barnyard, you had." And he said, "when are you going to realize that you're an eagle? That you're supposed to be flying on the highest mountains, right? Creating a scene that strikes beauty and majesty in the eyes of all the people who stand and watch in amazement as you build your nest in the mountaintops and stand proudly as a symbol of so many countries, the eagle. When are you going to realize that? But right now you think of yourself, all there is the vayhi b'einenu. And you assume the world looks at you like you think of yourself. You think you're another chogav, that's it. Yeah. This bird, this eagle, in his own eyes he was just another chicken. Yeah. That's what the Mitzrim attempted to do with the Yidden. Pen hoven eschakmalai, pen yirbe, vahoyaki sikiran mulchama. Stop him from becoming a power. Shrink his brain. Yeah? Koitze ruach, navoida koshe. Keep him exhausted. Keep him moving till he drops. Don't let him think. Don't let him become a poet. A baal machshava. Lamana noisai, torture him. Let him not ever experience a day without pain. Lamana noisai b'sabloisam. Yeah, we need these pieces of Ramses like a hole in the head. Who needs them? He built it on a swamp so that they should sink into the ground when they're finished. Yeah, it was just a hechatitza to torture Yidden and to keep them shrunk. And to break the spirit as before it. That's what this posting is telling you. And it's a mordek zachar, boy. Say, people think that when they work hard, they'll achieve all this and all that. Very often they don't realize that this is sometimes an atzas hayetzer. It's an etzer of the yetzer hara, the satan who malchamoves to yetzer hara. Anyways. And the eighth is to keep your brain shrunk. You should have a whole life. Koitze ruach. Okay? Never be able to think. And when you hear anything about the life of a Ben Torah, you should smile and grin and say, not for me. I'm a man of the practicality. I'm a man of the world. I'm a man of this. You know, a man of this, a man of that. Why? Because he can't think. His mind, his brain is frozen. That's what it means. Okay? That's the second post. Here we are. That's it till next year. So the writer, the record keeper, who's going to put down, should put down that we're up to 2 psukim into Aram Yehudovich.